Welcome back, brothers and sisters. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. Brothers and sisters, what would you do if you had a winning $1 million lottery ticket? Would you think about the places you would travel to, the things you would buy, or would you tell your boss where he can stick his job? This Virginia father actually gives the $1 million lottery ticket to his son as a wedding gift. Listen to this.
Some people may dream of a picture-perfect wedding. Others may dream about winning the lottery.
That would be the latter for me. Well, one Virginia couple is getting to do both. Fox 5's Josh Rosenthal in Silver Spring with their story tonight.
What are some gifts that people gave you guys for your wedding?
We got towels.
Like a knife set.
A personalized cutting board.
And then there was the gift that led to this.
He said, "This is it. Here you go."
Aaron and Kiana Andrews aren't just newlyweds, they're lottery-winning newlyweds. All thanks to Aaron's lotto-playing dad.
Before we go on, I want to make sure I let you in on my stance here. One, I don't gamble because I feel that places like Vegas and things of that nature, those odds are against you. And everyone knows it going into Vegas. I mean, I don't think anyone goes in and thinks like, the odds are in your favor. I think the best chance you have is actually blackjack, right? All the other games are rigged, okay? They're set up for you to lose. The longer you play, you are going to lose. The lottery, I feel, is something very similar. The odds of you winning are very slim. Every dollar that you contribute into the lottery, it actually contributes to other people's winning. I don't really like that idea. I like to invest in things that are going to make me money. So in the stock market, the odds are actually in your favor. So the longer that you invest, the more that you put into the investments, the more likely you are to succeed, especially if you are in a well-diversified account. I'm not talking about concentration risk. I'm not saying there's no risk at all, but I'm saying the odds are in your favor when you invest versus when you gamble or you play the lottery. Now, this is a happy story. It has a very happy ending and feels really good. But I'm not telling you to go out there and take $1,000 every week and go play the lottery in hopes that you win the $1 million ticket. Okay? So let's keep that in mind as we continue to listen to the show.
He was driving past the store, and the store actually put up the sign that we sold a winner prior to him checking his ticket.
So Dad checked his recently purchased ticket and found out he won, opting to give the winning cash for life ticket to his son.
Once I got off the phone with him, I called her and let her know, and she didn't believe it.
And he's like, "No, for real. My dad really did win." And I was like, "No, he didn't." And he's like, "Babe, I'm not kidding. He really did."
He wants to set us up for success and his future grandkids up for success as well. I'm very thankful for him. Thankful for him playing the lottery.
The ticket allowed the young couple to choose between what the Virginia lottery says is $1,000 every week for life or a lump sum of $1 million. On the advice of a financial advisor, they opted for the cash.
This is where I come in. This is why we're covering the story. By the advice of a financial advisor, this couple is very smart for reaching out to a financial advisor. Now, you may be asking me, "Hey, as a certified private wealth advisor with over a decade of experience, I know you don't gamble, I know you don't play the lottery, but if you were in this situation, what would you do?" So there's a couple of things. It really depends on the situation. I know financial advisors say that all the time, but I'm going to kind of give you my reasoning for saying it depends and why I think this was a good choice for them to take the lump sum. So first of all, they are a young couple and they already sought out the help of a financial advisor. That's one. That financial advisor is not emotionally involved in their finances. He could look at it objectively. What can they do? Second, he is actually going to set up a system for them to maximize the money, meaning he's setting up plans for their children, you know, maybe brokerage accounts, retirement accounts for each one of them. And he is going to plan out their financial future. So he is going to create a plan for them and they are going to execute that plan with a financial advisor. I think that is great. You could take the lump sum. Now, you may be asking, "Well, Mr. Ridgeway, why wouldn't you take the $1,000 per week?" Right? Well, because before I tell you why I wouldn't, let me tell you when I would. I would take the annuity payments, and that's what that is. It's really just a fancy way to say an annuity payment. I would take the annuity payment if I was dealing with somebody who couldn't manage money. So if you have someone who's a spendthrift, they just want to go out there and buy this, buy the Ferrari, buy the car, buy everything else like that, I would give the annuity. Why? Because in a year, they would get $52,000. Let's say they burn through it. They don't save any of it. They don't put any to a retirement account. They don't do anything for their kids. The second year, they get a fresh $52,000 to make a better decision. Let's say they burn through that money too, right? So now you're down $104,000 and you have nothing to your name. Maybe something in your mind starts to click. Now you can only put $4,000 into an investment account at a time. So at the end of the year, once again, you only have a balance of $52,000 plus the interest that you make. But now you have to wait until you accumulate, what is that, $1 million? So you're looking like maybe 10, 20 years before you even have $1 million again. So maybe less than 20 years because of compounding, but let's just say 7 years or something like that. Hypothetically, these are hypothetical. I don't even have a calculator on me right now, but it's going to take you that time. But if you take the lump sum and you have a plan, all that money, all those dollars can start compounding immediately as opposed to waiting 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years down the line to start compounding. Think about it. The dollar that you put in the first year compounds over the 7 years, but the dollar you put in year 7 has barely even compounded once. You get what I'm saying? So taking that lump sum will give you the opportunity to grow your money a lot faster. So if you don't trust yourself, then go get the annuity, pay $1,000 per week, and you can start investing and you can do something slow. Now, $4,000 is nothing to shake a stick at. That's a really great investment. I'm not saying that's bad, but compared to the $1 million or whatever it is after taxes they're going to get, the $400,000 or $500,000, that is a different impact that you're going to make. Well, let's see how this story ends before I give my final analysis. But in my case, I would have took the lump sum and then I would have set them up for success as well.
And they plan to use it to help Aaron's grandma start college funds for their future kids.
Yep.
And eventually, they hope to buy a house.
How fiscally responsible, guys.
Here's the thing about the house, though. The Andrews are actually mid-move right now. Their plan, which they came up with before the winning ticket, is to move out of their home in Springfield and move in with Aaron's dad in Triangle. They'd hope to stay for a while and save some money. Now, though, it sounds like Pops may have other plans.
He was like, yeah, I'm actually really, I'm low-key giving it to him so they can get out of the basement.
He said he was only giving you the ticket to get you out of his basement.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. He's only giving them the ticket to get him out of the basement. But ladies and gentlemen, did you hear what he said? They're mid-move and they were hoping to move in with their parents until they saved up some money. That is fiscally responsible. I really like that. Now, how much do I care for people moving back into the house? I'm 100% for it if you have a goal in mind. Once again, the goal is to get out. So if your parents are your safe space for you to have a house and a home to come back to as you kind of make some transitions living below your means, I love it. Why go pay a landlord, you know, $3,000 or $2,500 to go rent until you find your permanent home when you can save that $2,000, $2,500 and live with your parents? Think about this. He's getting $4,000 for the lottery. If he could save $2,500, that's almost like winning half the lottery. Now, I'm not saying he's going to stay there for the rest of their life or maybe even for the next 20 years, but just think about it. This is increasing his cash flow because he's willing to live below his means in order to prosper a little bit later. I love this story a lot about it. You know, unfortunately, I don't really care for lottery tickets, but I love a happy ending. It's really sad that there's probably a million people who wanted that, who probably gave up their money in hopes of winning. But listen, we can't win them all. So brothers and sisters, if you need some help, if you're ever looking for your financial advisor, as I said before, you always look for your financial five, your financial advisor. You're looking for your accountant, your lawyer, your power of attorney, and executor. If you're looking for a financial advisor, I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience. If you need a free consultation, the link is going to be in the description. And if you want to have an intelligent conversation because you don't know anything about finances and you're a little intimidated, you can download our ebook, The Four Pillars to Christian Investing. It's a 19-page retirement guide that goes over debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfer so you can talk intelligently to your financial five. So you'll know what a retirement account is. You'll know what a 401k is. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway. Make sure that you subscribe if you love videos like this. Make sure you check out the video that's coming up next or somewhere up here because we would love to have you in the family and teach you more about finances and how a financial advisor sees life. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.